Another exciting Coffee Mumbo Jumbo day at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. You know that I've been testing and roasting with the hot top KN8828B. I've written a long report on coffeemumbojumbo.com. I really encourage you to read it because this is a great little roaster, which if you ever want to start roasting, you could actually get your hands dirty with it and have a lot of fun. But today, on the cupping table, three different coffees that I have roasted with the sample roaster, stroke home roaster, that hot top. And I'm quite amazed with these coffees. The roasts went really well. And how many days off the roast are we today? They're all roasted on the 7th of November. Today we are the 12th. And what I've got here, I've got two Guatemalans and one Costa Rican. Guatemalans, thanks to Nadine Rush, third wave coffee source. They are all about Guatemalans and they are great. So today I've got two of hers here on the cupping table and also a Costa Rican just in the middle, placed in the middle between the two Guats, just to kind of test the palates, see how different they are. And I must say, I've also got a little taster wheel here, and I've filled out. I mean, it's quite important to have major categories for when you're cupping or when you're tasting anything, such as cleansiness. So is it clean? Is it sweet? What's the acidity like? Is it floral? Is it more citrus-like? Is it more stone fruit-like? Is it more berry fruit-like? Is there any spice in it? Or does it tend more to be kind of on the caramelly side, nut-like, chocolatey, caramelly? How's the mouthfeel? How's the balance of all this? How does it feel in the mouth? And what's the aftertaste like? So these are great indicators of what quality coffees should be like, what you can detect in them. So when you're actually cupping, it's very handy to have not only a wheel of taste and aromas here, and again, I've got one courtesy of DR Wakefield, the green bean importers and merchants, and it just kind of draws the mind and the palate to be more discerning and try and really pinpoint what you're tasting as you're cupping. And cupping a very gentle way of brewing coffees, just seeping 4 minutes in about 96 C water for 4 minutes, and then you're taking in again all your senses, smelling it, tasting it, tasting it again, and then trying to pinpoint what you've got actually and how does it feel on the palate. What does this coffee maybe tend towards? Is it better for espresso? Is it better for filter coffee? So I've been going through these two Guatemalans and the Costa Rican, and just to refresh my memory, although I do know what I like best, I've got here the Guatemalan Las Orquídeas, the orchids. Then I've got the Costa Rican, don't quite know where it's from, I only know it's the P4857. And again, this is from cafeimports.com. Yep, I know what this one's like. And then again, from Nadine Rush, third wave coffee source, another Guatemalan, La Esperanza. Now, those are so different, one from another. Now, how clean are they? They're all very clean. The Guatemalans, the Guatemala Las Orquídeas, very clean. The Costa Rican, very clean. The La Esperanza, a bit toned down, I would say, with the cleansiness, only because the mouthfeel is actually heavier and it's got totally different notes to the other Guatemalan. So, the first Guatemalan, Las Orquídeas, very sweet, lovely acidity, more towards floral. Bit of citrus, I would say it's more apple-like, but there's no apple here on my wheel. Stone fruit, not really. Berry fruit, for me, not really. I'm getting apple in there, I'm getting something really juicy, but it's a bit nutty, it is a bit chocolatey, it's a bit caramelly, and it's got a lot of lovely mouthfeel and balance. So that's the Las Orquídeas. Costa Rican, what did I put down? Very clean, sweet. Very sweet, acidity, bit toned down from the Las Orquídeas, floral, yes, citrus, not really, more berry fruit-like, I would say. Nut-like, a little bit chocolatey, yes, caramelly, yes, mouthfeel, lovely, balance, yes, aftertaste, yes, nice. Now, to the other Guatemalan, La Esperanza. Now, that one, totally different from the first Guatemalan. Cleansiness, toned down a little bit. Sweetness, yes, very sweet. Acidity, toned down again. Floral, not really. Citrusy, not really. Stone-like, if anything, yes. Or maybe berry-like. Spicy, just a little bit. Nut-like, yes. Chocolatey, yes. Caramelly, yes. Mouthfeel, very lovely, heavy mouthfeel, which I enjoy. Balance, yes. Also, it all kind of comes together nicely. My favorite, I would say, because I like a bit more acidity. In fact, it's very difficult to choose which one's the nicest one. One, I think, has got a better mouthfeel. It's more rounded. It's heavier. They're all quite nicely balanced. But Las Orquídeas, for me, if I was to choose here on the cupping table, it just enchants the palate the most because it's got the most interest in it. All these different notes really blend together and stay together. And the aftertaste is beautiful. What an amazing exercise to do, thanks to all these importers. And I'm going to put them, obviously, in another few days to the AeroPress and the espresso machine. So stay tuned to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo.